Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
Now, 8 teenage students from across Ireland today took part in the final of Charity Action Aid's Action Talks speechwriting competition. This year, students were asked to discuss how the pandemic has affected women's rights and international development, as well as reflecting on the impact that COVID-19 has had on their own lives and the environment that they live in. Drive Time's reporter Della Kilroy today spoke to some of the girls who took part.
Yes, you could argue that boys are also in underage marriages. But speaking from experience, being the daughter of parents who were forced into an underage marriage in Africa, it has always been worse for the female.
That's 16-year-old Birkina Moussa from Tipperary. Out of 170 entrants, she's one of 8 finalists who made it to ActionAid's Action Talks 7th speechwriting competition final. Reading their speeches to judges online today, the finalists reflected on women's rights in the context of the pandemic. Birkina also gave a personal reflection.
At 16, the age that I am now, my mother was married and already living with my father's family. She was forced to move away from her home and her support system was taken from her in a time when she needed it the most. That was 19 years ago and it is still the same to this day. This pandemic will ruin many lives and not only the lives of the people that contract the virus. I spoke about child marriages and how I'm the daughter of parents who were in a child marriage in Africa. And how that's affected my mother as well as me. She was forced to live with my father's family, so she had to leave her own house and go to live with them. And I spoke about how at least 35% of girls in Africa are forced into child marriages. We don't really see it in media anymore because it's kind of seen as old-fashioned, but it's still around in less developed countries.
Sadly, it was not all good. We as an international community continue to ignore the poorest among us. We abandoned countries such as South Sudan with the aim of helping ourselves.
From St. Leo's College in Carlow, Circa Rooney examined how different countries have coped with COVID-19.
Where was the aid for South Sudan? Why did they not receive their ventilators? It's been reported that us richer countries are buying up the new COVID vaccines, hoarding them. 14% of the world's population bought 53% of these vaccines. I wrote about the inequalities and how Italy and South Sudan were treated with the aid, and also how quickly COVID vaccines were being bought up by richer countries and leaving the poorer countries out. I was really disgusted. It was unbelievable that was still happening today.
It's really shocking. My life has been centred around COVID-19 lately, and I spent a lot of it thinking of only first world luxuries I'd lost, such as discos and concerts. And I really know how fortunate I am and how lucky I am to have the quality of life I have compared to third world countries.
Sinead McCarthy from Cork talked about the contrast between her own privileges and that of the people worst off following the pandemic.
While we hide in our luxurious homes from the pandemic, 1.6 billion people, according to the UN, lack adequate housing. I do not mean to take away from the severity of this COVID-19 pandemic, but never once have I seen the report informing us about the estimated 5.2 million children under 5 years who died mostly from preventable and treatable causes last year.
He informed me that we don't need feminism in Ireland or the rest of the developed world, as we have already reached equality. I was, and still am, utterly disgusted that there are so many people who share these ignorant views.
14-year-old Lara Costello from Mercy Secondary School in Kerry was named the competition winner this afternoon, with her speech reflecting on the increase in violence against women, both around the globe and here in Ireland.
If women and girls were indeed just as safe as men, there wouldn't have been a 25% increase in domestic violence-related calls made to the Gardaí over the past year recorded in the journal. There wouldn't be GPs informing the Irish Medical Organisation that they have been seeing a huge rise in female patients telling them they are victims of domestic violence during the pandemic. So I chose to talk about how the rise in violence towards women and girls during the pandemic has shown us that the struggle for gender equality is far from over. Oh, I learned some of the statistics are so scary, and it can happen. I'm sure some of us even mightn't even realise we know someone who's experiencing domestic violence or in a toxic relationship during the pandemic.
you speak a little bit in your speech about your own experience of anti-feminism. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I just think it's so mad, like how in this day and age, there's so many people who are scared to call themselves feminist. And I think there's this misconception by so many boys and men that feminism is just about women being better than men and man haters. But to me, anyways, that's not what it is.
You also talk about what you'd like to do in the future.
Yeah.
What would you like to be?
I'd like to be a politician. At the dinner table at home, we'd always be kind of talking about social issues and stuff. I'd love to, as well, free period products in public, as well, the homeless crisis. I'd love to just help people and, you know.
And that was the winner of ActionAid's Action Talks competition, Larry Costello, ending that report from Della Kilroy.